Defrost methods, off-cycle, electric, and hot gas. The three common ways a refrigeration evaporator clears frost: off-cycle warm air, electric heaters, and hot gas. How each one works, what initiates and terminates a defrost, and how to troubleshoot a coil that's iced solid because defrost isn't doing its job. From the Launch My HVAC knowledge base. What it is: a evaporator coil running below 32 degrees collects frost out of the box air. Frost insulates the coil and blocks airflow, and a frosted coil loses capacity until it eventually ices solid and stops cooling. Defrost is the deliberate, periodic process of melting that frost off and draining it away so cooling can continue. There are three common methods, matched to how cold the box runs: off-cycle warm air defrost, used on coolers above freezing boxes; electric defrost, heaters in the coil, the workhorse for freezers; hot gas defrost, uses the system's own hot discharge gas to warm the coil, common on larger/rack systems. A coil iced solid is one of the most common no-cooling calls in refrigeration, and it's almost always a defrost problem, not a refrigeration cycle problem. How it works: off-cycle defrost coolers. When the box runs above freezing, you don't need heaters, you just stop refrigerating and let the box's own above freezing air melt the coil. The defrost control simply shuts off the compressor, closes the liquid line solenoid/stops cooling, while the evaporator fans keep running, blowing 35 to 40 degrees box air across the coil to melt the frost. Cheap, simple, no heaters. Only works when the box is warm enough to do the melting. Electric defrost freezers. A freezer box can't melt its own coil. The air is below freezing, so electric heating elements built into the coil, and often the drain pan, are energized to melt the frost. During electric defrost, cooling stops compressor off/pump down. The defrost heaters energize and warm the coil. The evaporator fans usually stay off during defrost. You don't want to blow the heat into the box or sling melt water around. When the coil is clear, defrost terminates and the system goes back to cooling, usually with a fan delay so the coil recools before the fans restart so it doesn't blow warm/wet air and melt water into the box. Hot gas defrost larger/rack systems. Instead of electric heat, the system reroutes its own hot discharge gas into the evaporator via a hot gas solenoid/valve, so the coil warms from the inside. It's fast and energy efficient. It uses heat the system already made, which is why big rack systems favor it, but it's more complex piping and valving. Same idea: warm the coil, melt the frost, drain it, return to cooling. Initiation and termination. Every method needs both. Initiation: usually the defrost timer/clock or controller that starts a defrost on a schedule, for example a few times a day on a freezer, or a demand-based control that defrosts when frost actually builds. Termination: ends defrost either on temperature, a termination/limit sensor on the coil sees it warm up and clear, or on a time fail-safe, a maximum defrost length so it can't heat forever if the sensor fails. Temperature terminating with a time backstop is the robust setup. In the field, confirm the defrost type and the controller. Look for defrost heaters and a termination sensor. Electric, warm air only with fans running off-cycle, or hot gas solenoid hot gas. Find the defrost timer/board. Force a defrost to test it. Most timers/controllers let you advance into defrost. Electric, confirm the heaters actually get hot. Clamp the heater current. Open heaters draw nothing. Fans go off. The coil clears. The drain carries the melt away and the drain heater works on a freezer. Then it terminates and returns to cooling with the fan delay. Off-cycle, confirm cooling stops, fans keep running, and the coil clears on warm box air. Hot gas, confirm the hot gas valve energizes and the coil warms, then terminates. Check the drain. A frozen or clogged condensate drain is a top hidden cause of iced coil. The defrost melts the frost, but the water can't get out, pools, and refreezes, building a block of ice that looks like a heater failure. Freezer drains are usually heated and pitched to drain fast. Normal values and targets. Defrost frequency. Freezers commonly defrost a few times per day, often selectable, e.g., 2 to 6 times/day depending on door traffic and humidity. Coolers on off-cycle may defrost more often, but with no heat cost. Defrost duration/fail-safe. Electric defrost cycles often run on the order of about 20 to 45 minutes max as a time fail-safe, ending early on temperature termination when the coil clears. Termination temperature. The coil termination sensor ends defrost when the coil warms past a set point, commonly somewhere in the about 50 to 60 degrees range. Verify the control indicating frost is gone. Fan delay. After electric/hot gas defrost, fans stay off until the coil recools a few minutes so the box doesn't get a blast of warm, wet air. representative, confirm against the controller and application, common faults and what they mean, coil iced solid, box warming, defrost not happening or not completing, failed timer slash controller, open defrost heater clamp it, no current, bad termination sensor never terminates or never initiates, failed hot gas valve, or a frozen slash clogged drain refreezing the melt, defrost runs, but coil still ices over time, drain problem melt refreezing, or defrost frequency too low for the door traffic slash humidity, increase frequency or fix the drain, box warm right after defrost, normalish briefly the coil and box recover, but if it never recovers, the system isn't returning to cooling solenoid, low pressure control, or it's stuck in defrost, warm, wet air blowing into the box during slash after defrost, fan delay not working fans restarting before the coil recools, or fans wrongly running during electric defrost, heaters cycling, but never clearing, undersized slash partially open heaters, excessive frost low door slash gasket slash infiltration, or termination set wrong, tech tips and gotchas. Iced coil equals check defrost and the drain. The single most missed cause is a frozen condensate drain. Defrost works, but the water can't escape and refreezes. Heated drain line, pitch, and a clear path out are as important as the heaters. Clamp the defrost heaters. An open heater element draws no current. Your meter tells you instantly whether the heat is actually happening, instead of guessing. Off-cycle defrost only works on coolers. If someone set a freezer to off-cycle no heat, it'll ice up. Wrong defrost type for a sub-freezing box. Fans OFF during electric slash hot gas defrost is by design. If you see evaporator fans running during a freezer's electric defrost, that's a wiring slash control fault. It dumps heat and melt into the box. Excess frost is often a door slash gasket problem. Constant infiltration of warm, humid air prop door, torn gasket, failed door heater loads the coil faster than defrost can keep up. Fix the infiltration, not just the defrost frequency. Termination on temperature beats termination on time. A system that always runs the full time fail-safe every cycle isn't terminating on temp. The coil isn't actually clearing, or the sensor's bad. The time limit is a safety, not normal termination, same principle as heat pump defrost. Safety slash code notes. Defrost heaters draw heavy current. Lockout slash verify dead before servicing the evaporator. Verify conductor sizing and the heater circuit. Refrigerant work hot gas valves. Charge follows EPA section 608. Recover, don't vent. Freezer condensate drains commonly require heat trace and proper routing to avoid refreezing. Follow the applicable mechanical slash plumbing code for the drain. Walk interior safety release anti-entrapment must function. Never disable it during defrost service.